That's such a good point about how it is from both sides also, because a lot of modern disability activism revolves around being seen as a sexual being. And that's not inherently a bad thing, but it does often exclude those of us who are disabled and ACE. And even early on, years ago, in my sort of trying to step out into the community and say, hey, can we talk about the disabled intersection? I always felt like I had to give a caveat, and that the caveat had to be, usually disabled people are desexualized and they aren't seen as being capable of having sexual relationships. And I felt like I had to give that as just like a disclaimer every time I talked about this. But even that, to a certain extent, was minimizing my own experience as well, because EDS makes you extraordinarily flexible. I can do a bunch of contortion tricks, and turns out allosexual people really like that, like a whole lot. And it also changes like certain body proportions of mine. My legs are way long, way too long for the torso that I should have. So I have these really long legs that are incredibly flexible. And I haven't talked much about my experience with race, but I'm a mixed heritage person. I've started to embrace the racially ambiguous title because that's how people treat me. People will be like, "What are you?" But shortly after that, it'll be like, "You look so exotic." So I've got this quote, exotic look, and I'm very flexible and I have very long legs, all of which are traits that are normally very, very sexualized. So I found myself even giving the caveat of like disabled people are desexualized was totally ignoring my own experience. But I felt like people weren't ready to hear my own experience. They were ready to hear the talking point that's a broad overgeneralization for an enormous group of diverse people.